Okay, next case is 9564, Ed and Lynn Lester. They're requesting a variance from a side yard setback requirement and a variance from a walkway requirement between a swimming pool and a fence. And this is down within Riverdale Park. I know this this has been tabled for someone to go down there and to take a look at the area. I know myself that I did. Did the rest of you or anything get down there?
Yeah, I did.
Did you join? I did also. There isn't in that area a pool. It's supposed to be a sign there, but it's a pool holding 12,000 gallons of water. I think approximately 3 meetings ago, we have one west of that in Warwick Park.
Yes.
And we denied that one. I feel also we'd be setting a precedent in that area. There is none in that immediate area. Now there is coming into there, approximately 3 miles from that, there is a pool. We also heard about the retaining wall being done, but I believe that's a FEMA requirement and we have no nothing to do with that. He rebuilt
probably
that one up.
From a Corps of Engineers.
The Corps of Engineers also. He did state that it would hold 12,000 gallons of water. It's quite a bit there, and that close to it. Bearing in mind that a gallon weighs 8 pounds, that's 96,000 pounds of weight between those two homes on that retaining wall. But needless to be, I just feel that it would be setting a precedent, being there's no other ones in that area at this time, and we just denied one. Mr. McCabe, how do you feel?
I don't really see a problem with it, but with some objection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Workman?
Yeah, I went down and looked at it. I don't think it's really out of character in the neighborhood there. I don't want that beside my place like that. I mean, I think blocking the view and everything else. So I'm not really in favor of that.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Since they're asking for a zero setback, I after looking at it and having denied the one at Warwick, I'm not in favor of this one. Okay.
Mr. Mills?
Well, I really didn't see where the applicant addressed all the standards for granting a variance. But I don't feel that it should be approved.
Okay. If there being no further discussion on case number 9564, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, make a motion to deny case number 9564. I don't feel it meets the standards for granting variance.
And I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we deny case number 9564 because it does not meet the standards for granting a variance. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Next was